Hello, and welcome to Doing Video Games With, a video games podcast unlike any you've heard before. It's created by us, students in David Morgan's first year writing class at Emory University. Read, write, play. Over the course of the semester, we will explore the expressive nature of video games and their place in the media landscape. Each week, a pair of students will play a game and then discuss it using terms and ideas from Ian Bogost's Doing Things with Video Games. So come explore video games with us.
Today's episode, Grand Theft Auto 5 and Transit.
Co-producers of the brand new podcast called
Things to Do with Video Games.
We know this is supposed to be an educational podcast, but we would like to make it a little fun too. We've created a little remix called
GTA Yourself.
And here it is.
Times that I hijacked those cars, and all the problems that I caused in the game. I think they broke my heart, oh cops, for goodness sake. I think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. Cause I didn't wanna go to jail, and I didn't want any goddamn clean. I still play that game, but they still seem the same. Cause I've been playing online a lot, and I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Everyone should know that my mama don't like this game, and she likes every game. I never hated it, cause it takes away the pain. And I've been so caught up stealing cars, didn't see what's going on in the real world. I'm better living in the game. If you like to play GTA, then maybe you should go and play today. You think you want to know what it is, then maybe listen to our podcast today.
Yeah. So I grew up in India and spent all my life there until I moved to America for college. I started playing the GTA series when I was in middle school. Vice City was the first game of the series that I played. Even though I hadn't traveled to America before, I had formed a perception of it through GTA. Before coming to America, I didn't know how the laws were governed in the country or how the social stigma was cultivated amongst the people here.
Okay, so you said that playing GTA allowed you to learn about social stigma in America, but how did playing GTA affect your perception of socioeconomic characteristics or your perception of America in general?
So, as I moved from neighborhoods with a high income strata where I'd see the fanciest of cars, good roads, good infrastructure, to a neighborhood with a lower income strata where I'd come across more bikes, smaller cars, and more economical vehicles, I noticed that some neighborhoods were much better than others, and the population was more dense in the neighborhoods with lower incomes, probably because life in those neighborhoods was inexpensive. The more luxurious neighborhoods had more clubs, bars, and racing cars, clearly indicative of the fact that these neighborhoods had different socioeconomic conditions. It affected my perception of America in a way that it had urged me to understand the social and economic diversity in its cities. Before playing the game, I assumed that all neighborhoods in America were alike, with people from both low and high income sets. And the reason I made this assumption was because when I drove through neighborhoods in India, I'd see great socioeconomic diversity, the poorest, the richest, and even the middle classes living in the same neighborhood. But while in India, I only knew about the cities in America through the game. How's it for you and others who've actually lived in these cities that GTA has been based off of?
Well, personally, I can only recognize a few key landmarks in different terrains, such as LAX, the airport, or certain beaches. But a close friend of mine, Corey Eisner, who unfortunately can't be here today for the recording, was playing the game and was able to point out specific objects. Corey was driving around the airport and was able to point out the specific restaurant, The Encounter. He could also always tell us in what area of California we were in, even off of objects such as windmills or even the Oroville Dam when we flew over it.
So, since you mentioned flying over a dam, how else can you use the mode of flying as transit?
Well, in real life, passengers can only get a glimpse of whatever they pass by on their normal flight patterns. But in GTA, we were able to commandeer a plane for our own personal use. Primarily, we can gain an almost never-before-seen view of the behind-the-curtain side of the airport. While driving around to find a plane, you can see workers, other planes, even inside some of the airplane hangars. Or, if you're having a little bit of fun, hide from the police in there. Once we do gain access to a plane, the real fun starts. We can fly into the heart of downtown to get an overhead view of the city, or we could fly out into the desert to experience the endless sand dunes, or we could even fly up to the top of the mountains to get a nice overlook of the city.
Well, but how does any of that even matter? Can't you just look on Google Earth to see any of this?
I suppose you could just search on Google Earth to look at anything, but in GTA you have to make the action, which is actually quite ironic because Ian Bogost wrote in his book, How to Do Things with Video Games, that video games take the hardships out of an experience. They take out the transit. I argue differently. Even though it does not take near as much time or physical effort to experience anything in GTA, you still need to work hard to achieve what you want. You might have to drive around the city to see a specific restaurant, you may have to commandeer a plane to go see the dunes, or you may even have to take a boat ride out to see some of the beaches.
So wait, do you enjoy the hard work?
Yeah, I do enjoy the hard work. It makes it feel more personal. It makes the game feel like real life. It's not the strain that you would actually have to put on your body to do any of this, but if anything, it's more fun than actually doing it because there's no actual consequences. So, Rohan, since you didn't seem to care about the work just to go see something in the game, what do you think about the traveling that is required in other aspects of GTA?
Well, personally, I think that GTA simulates the real-life experience of commuting from one place to another. Like, some missions in the game, they're just about traveling to locations where the story continues. And the game just doesn't get you there, like you said. It might give us directions to the place, but it won't tell us how to get there. That solely depends on the player. To attain a mode of transportation, follow a map, and get to the destination within the time frame of the mission. The game does obscure some economic characteristics, such as buying a vehicle, fuel consumption, traffic, and, you know, adhering to traffic law. But that is the point. I believe that they want to give us a chance to be able to commute without the major restrictions that we feel in real life.
So you're saying you like how the traveling makes you feel like you're actually living in the game, so instead of, like, your wife giving you a mission to go to the grocery store to pick up some milk, you like the more action of it. It takes real life, but it makes it more fun. It's a more fun version of traveling.
I think it's the more fun version of traveling because we don't have so many restrictions on us, you know. We don't have to follow the laws necessarily. We don't have to, you know, buy the car we want. We could just steal a car in the game, you know. So without these restrictions, I think traveling just becomes more interesting.
Sounds good, sounds good.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
So we've talked about socioeconomic diversity within the game all the way to the experience of just driving around. The connecting piece of all the topics was transit.
To us, transit doesn't just refer to physical travel, but also to the progression of notions about real-life conditions that are virtually relived in the game.
Such as in every aspect, we are driving around, flying around, or maybe even walking around in order to live through the game. We feel as if transit is what takes GTA from a simple objective-type game to an experience.
So now for the credits.
Logan Kugathasan played Cajon in GTA Yourself. Rohan Gupta was the singer in GTA Yourself and co-producer of this podcast.
Woohoo!
Zachary Limbursky played guitar in GTA Yourself and the Mario theme and co-producer of the podcast. Corey Eisner, while he was not here for the recording, provided insight into the California structures. David Morgan, our beautiful professor who got us on track for the podcast.
And God, obviously.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Doing Video Games With, a Read Write Play production. You can find more podcasts and other work by students in this class by visiting the course website at bit.ly/readwriteplay. That's bit.ly/readwriteplay. All lowercase, all one word. Special thanks to Charlie Bennett, who helped us to develop the structure for this podcast and who loaned his vocal talents to the introductory segment. Da moći se da se kaže, da ovo neće da mislim.